From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled green zone Saturday. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the green zone for months, this man among them. Hassanian Ali says today is the last chance for the Iraqi government to understand the protesters that are calling for change. In a televised speech earlier on Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five. Surge of violence comes as the Red Cross warned that the fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial center. Aleppo was left out of the temporary U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that took effect Saturday that was set to last for 24 hours in Damascus and the eastern Ghouta region. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry traveling today to Geneva for talks on the Syrian situation. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing Saturday off the Libyan coast after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. The International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people aboard that doomed boat. Most of the migrants, we're told, are Somalis trying to escape the civil war. This is VOA News. To send a message to the world that ivory is worth more on an elephant than it is in a market, Kenya's president Uhuru Kenyatta set fire to the country's ivory stockpile, making it the largest ivory burn in history. VOA's Joe Craig was there.
Plumes of smoke filled the air of a muddy Nairobi National Park as Kenya's President Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory as well as 1.35 tons of rhino horn.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner.
Critics have argued that poor countries like Kenya should sell the ivory to improve the lives of their people. The Kenya Wildlife Service has responded that selling these illegal trophies dramatically increases elephant poaching, threatening the animal's very existence. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The animal rights group Animal Defenders International has rescued more than 30 lions from abuse at circuses in Peru and Colombia and flown the animals to South Africa in what is called the largest ever airlift of lions. ADI says almost all of the animals were abused while in captivity. Some were declawed, others had broken teeth, another missing an eye, others still have health problems like parasites and disease. The lions were set free from Peru and Colombia after they banned the use of live animals in circuses in 2011 and 2013, respectively. A Taiwan-born American citizen has admitted selling nuclear information to China while he was a senior manager of a U.S. government electrical supply network. Court records show that Qing Yingwei admitted traveling to China, receiving payments in return for handling over restricted information about U.S. nuclear technology. People across India continuing to reel under a severe water crisis as residents struggle to collect water in the middle of what's turned out to be a harsh summer. Abita Archaya is a resident of Siliguru. She says the water crisis is very bad. The wells have dried up. Water from hand pumps is not fit for drinking, she says. Around 10,000 villagers have been affected by the water crisis. Extreme temperatures, as I've already mentioned, across the country adding to the people's plight. President Obama had one more chance Saturday night to poke fun at fellow politicians, the press, and himself at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. The dinner came amid a fierce political campaign that gave a lot of fodder for Mr. Obama's remarks.
That's the latest world news from VOA.